is going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
Country music legend Garth Brooks has been accused of sexual assault and battery by his former hairstylist and makeup artist. Guys, this is an ugly story.
Yes.
It's really disappointing. And, oh gosh. So the complaint from the court states that the alleged incidents occurred in 2019. She claims that she was once, like, I mean, there's so many stories about this. It's almost gory for me to go into details. There's so many different examples of this. He showed her privates. He touched her.
They're isolated in the dressing room together, and he made inappropriate actions towards
her. But this is multiple times. Yes. This is not just a one-time incident. Multiple times. And actually, this has already been brought up before. And Garth Brooks has recently denied his abuser's claim or his accuser's claims. But what is sus is that Garth's reps did not immediately respond to all this. So they're just
probably
like
building a case, but
yeah, but it is sus, like, you know, if you truly are guilty. I always wonder why people just wait to say that they are or not guilty. And it is also said that prior to these recent filings, Garth Brooks actually tried to block all them by just saying, okay, don't reveal your name, just call yourself John Doe.
So the Me Too movement really never went through country music. And now it seems like the biggest, arguably the biggest name in country music has now been accused of horrific crimes. Mm-hmm. And they could have a rippling effect of other names, other people, and really dangerous stuff. Is a huge, huge man of power abusing his power and doing disturbing things.
I just think that this year, so many people have finally felt comfortable enough to come out about these things. This is coming out also in the slew of the Diddy, like, we're hearing more and stuff about that. Not that Garth has anything to do with Diddy, but kind of similarly about abusing your power and doing inappropriate acts. So I'm sure we'll see more stories, unfortunately, about other people in Hollywood who do these things.
It's just, in relation to Diddy, it's a music mogul or like empire that Diddy has created. And Garth is kind of the same in country music.
Yeah.
No one wants to cross Garth. And so these people abuse their power. And it does seem like an abuse of power. Mm-hmm. And it does, nine times out of these 10, guys, these accusers are telling the truth. It's rare. Like, people always like, oh, they're vulnerable because they're, you know, have all this money. It's not like that, guys. It's usually women telling the truth. And so whether Garth could be whatever Garth is, he's done, it sounds bad, like bad stuff. And he's been accused of some really dirty stuff.
This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go. It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
Brett, I feel like this is going to be a personal celebration for you. Eminem's daughter, Haley Jade, who we all have grown up with, we all love her ourselves, is now expecting her own little one. And the pregnancy announcement was made in no other way but in Eminem's most recent music video. It's for his new song, Temporary, and in one scene of the music video, Eminem and Haley are sitting out on a set of chairs, like on a back porch, and she hands him this custom Detroit Lions jersey, and on the back of it, it's so cute, it says Grandpa. She also hands him an ultrasound pic. His face is priceless. His reaction was awesome. It's exactly what you think. We all know he loves his daughter so much. So now we're going to see Eminem in his grandpa era.
It's crazy to think that. Like,
yes, I know.
One of the like greatest rappers of all time is like a grandpa now. And like he's known for like taking shots at celebrities and nobody crosses Eminem and being so ruthless. But there's two things that are really heartfelt in that music video. One, him finding out he's going to be a grandpa and he's so emotional about it. But the whole song is a song that he wrote as if he died and him moving on and her being able to be okay without him. So it's this really heartfelt song and he has like home music videos play throughout that song.
Oh,
it's like so creative. And they're actual music, actually home, real home videos. And we get to see also her on her wedding day. And this guy, Ruthless Eminem, starts bawling when he sees his daughter on her wedding day. And they show that, too. So we get to see Eminem just crying like crazy on her wedding day and so emotional. And him crying when he finds out he's a grandpa. So, like, tough, badass Eminem's, like, such a softy.
But he's still so cool doing it.
So cool.
Imagine if someone tries to cross his grandbaby. Right. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. We'd get, like, 6 albums.
80-year-old Eminem coming to a rap battle.
Get hey, off the lawn.
You messing with my grandkid.
This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, baby.